Now, switching gears briefly, you and your beautiful bride, Annie, recently celebrated your 1-year wedding anniversary. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much.
How did you and Annie meet?
We met in California. Her and her family were looking for a place to stay out there, and I was rehearsing for the American Idol tour. So we went with mutual friends who we didn't know were mutual friends to the show, saw each other, and I want to say it was love at first sight. I don't really know. but yeah, she just kind of told me what she did and what she wants to do, and I got her number, and here we are 4 or 5 years later.
Oh, that's incredible. Now, a lot of people underestimate just how difficult the first year of marriage can be. It's not all honeymoon. What do you feel has made your marriage successful to this point?
I think that one of the biggest things I've learned is just the servant posture. Every day I have a chance to serve my wife, whether that's doing something she wants to do versus what I want to do. And she'd be the first to tell you I'm not perfect at it, but I'm learning. She's also out on the road with me, so that makes things a lot easier. Just getting to see each other every day. I know some artists that don't have that pleasure.
Oh, that's exciting. She gets to come with you.
Yeah, we love that.
One of our top blogs we get on thehopeline.com is, when should a guy stop pursuing a girl? What advice or encouraging words do you have for guys who are struggling in finding that meaningful relationship?
Oh, man. First of all, pray about it. If you haven't done that, that's the go-to. But man, I don't think you ever stop pursuing a girl. My wife is smiling right now.
Now, the final song on your album, The Other Side, dedicated to your wife's brother who had tragically passed away years earlier. As a believer, what would you say to someone who lost a loved one? And how can this song, The Other Side, help others coping with grief and loss?
Death is inevitable, and know that they're on the other side and they're living it up right now.
That's beautiful.